RFSafe Score. Similar to what a credit score does with credit reports, RFSafe does with SAR test reports. We compare the bulk data, quantified using a matrix of trigger points for warnings at particular power levels scaled for age groups because of skull thickness, to get a much clearer picture of the inherent ARF risk involved, given all the available data to consumers. From this website, ARFSafe clearly states that current safety regulations are not good enough. However, this bias is not part of the RFSafe score. The RFSafe phone score algorithm is 100, transparent on the factors it is weighed on to create the highest score of 99, because science can ensure that there is no such thing as a 100 guarantee that something is safe. In the RFSafe score, each SAR test provides a simulation for 5-year-olds, 10-year-olds, and adults. Think of a skull thickness of 5, 1.0, and 2.0 millimeters, respectively. There's adequate scientific proof that less dense bone will allow deeper microwave penetration. So, we alert to 3 warning levels without getting into health risks and sticking to the physics of microwave energy and its absorption in biological tissues. Just because the federal guidelines ignore that women and children using smartphones today do not match the body mass of the dummy head chosen 25 years ago for current testing SAR test procedures. Current SAR tests are done only with a head representing a 6'1" male. RFSafe score factoring skull thickness using currently available SAR test report data. In this example, the Samsung Galaxy S22 Ultra has head SAR tests compared and notifications of warnings triggered for cellular use only at 1.18 wick gay, 1 warning triggered, and 1.55 wick, 3 warnings triggered, and 1.55 wick. This is done for each SAR test to calculate a final RFSafe score based only on accepted science.